Rap Sucks Radio. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was in Target and Odyssey came on. I was like,
what?
Yeah, man. I was in there coronavirus shopping and had my mask on and the whole nine, and I listened up. Mm-hmm. I was like, where do I know this song from? And That's Love by Odyssey came on.
I was that's what's up.
There you go.
Okay.
So it was a good shopping, because I was actually done, but I waited for the whole song to play through. I don't know why I felt like it was like radio, where like you got, if you listen to it all the way through. I don't know. I don't even know if that's how radio works.
Yeah. It's just the wrong time. It's the wrong time to do that.
Definitely the wrong time to do that. But I had on a fresh mask.
I told you the last time I talked about shopping, it was awesome. Four people in the store at a time.
Yeah, yeah.
Breeze through, get everything you want. Last time I went, they were letting everybody in. People were on the phone talking. Not like should I get this or should I get this, you know, which, you know, is kind of bad enough, but I get it.
Yeah.
But just talking, just chatting.
Just chilling.
You know, casually, up and down the aisle. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what happens, because that's basically, Randy said she had the same experience. People were just on the phone chilling or whatever.
Because people are getting bored, too. So they're, like, going to stores just to hang out. Like, come on.
Yeah, didn't Home Depot send out, like, or an employee from Home Depot, or somebody sent out a huge letter, like, you just said, hey.
One of those stores. It's like, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the Home Depot by my crib is, they're social distancing. Like, you got to stand in line to get into the store. They're only letting a few people in at a time. So, it's pretty ill.
Home Depot's good for that, though, because... You know, Home Depot, nobody wants to talk to each other. Like, you don't even want to ask questions of the people who work there.
No, you don't. You don't. And they don't want you to. You know what I'm saying?
Because exactly. Because it's like a sign of weakness.
It is. It is. Like, what do you mean you don't know how to fix all the plumbing in your house, including taking out of the wall? It's like, what? Oh, man. You guys are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
Yo, man, we're glad y'all here with us. It is a In Here Tripping edition, where we rock this live on IG, and we rock this daily, and it is also released, of course, on rapsucksradio.com if you missed the live edition. So we try to do this around 8 o'clock every night. It's kind of the nightcap, you know what I'm saying? You get your little crack a can of old head energy, or a bottle of wine or whatever, and just kind of kick it with us while we talk some trash.
Just a whole bottle, huh?
A whole bottle of wine. Depends on what your kids is like. You home with them all day. You know what I'm saying? You might need a whole bottle. You might be wearing the cellar out, depending upon where you at. Shout out to my man Jeff. I saw he logged in early. I'm not sure if he's still with us, but still with us on this podcast. Right now that just sounds like a horrible thing. I don't know if he's still with us. Like,
it's too loaded.
Yeah, it's too loaded. But yeah. So we got a couple of people recanting right now, man. We got some people saying you know, they were wrong. Which is interesting. This is sort of my opening question to you, Kev.
Okay.
How many times have you heard a conspiracy theorist, I'm starting with conspiracy theorist, say that they were wrong?
Never.
Never. Okay.
But this is also not the age to admit that you're wrong.
That's fair. But I'm saying, I don't think I've ever heard, I've always heard them pivot, right?
Right.
Now, how many times have you seen a media personality, high-level media personality, go in, apologize, recant their story, and admit publicly that they were wrong?
There have been a few, but yeah, generally not. Yeah.
Your man Dr. Drew is one of those few.
Our humanity makes it very difficult, or whatever. I say humanity, I don't mean that. Our flaws as humans makes it difficult for us to admit when we're wrong. I don't have to worry about that.
Because you think that you're never wrong. Listen, there's a science to this, and I'm going to help you all out with it. Anybody listening? Of course, it has to be anybody listening, because there's the only way you'd hear this. So there's that. But anyway.
Good point.
No, seriously, you should apologize with the same energy that you offended. If you practice that, then it's easier to just admit you were wrong when you were wrong. Because you realize that you have to use the same energy. So if you were, extremely angry, then you need to be extremely remorseful. Not like, my bad, but like actually. So I'm now listen. I give these Zen things, and then if we put my wife on this podcast, she'd be like, yeah, whatever, shut up. But I do try, though. I do try. So I think in this case, I feel like your man, Dr. Drew, or as I like to call him, Dr. Drew Little. I think he apologized with the same, near the same energy he made his statement. So Dr. Drew is doing too much right now. Media personality Dr. Drew Pinsky apologized Saturday for his past comments comparing coronavirus to influenza or the flu. He says he, quote, got it wrong, unquote. Imagine that.
So he was kind of like, he was like downplaying it originally in a way?
He was. I don't know if you've seen that video of Fox News reporting on the virus when it was all supposed to be a hoax. Not that big deal. He's part of that. He's part of that stretch of video. I mean, not that he was on Fox News, but it's mostly Fox News personalities. Right. He's on that video saying, look, it's no bigger than the flu. Like, he was basically saying the media is causing too much panic, and people were really on his side with this. And it turns out that he had to come in and recant, which is interesting because I haven't seen a lot of my friends on Facebook. Hi, friends on Facebook. I haven't seen a lot of memes lately being retracted. I'm like, how can we all retract a lot of the memes? Where are the meme retractions?
No,
they should be here.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's the point. I think you came up with the Trex apology, law of apology physics, which is the energy that you put out there that's full of it. You know, you should be able to go ahead and reel that back in with the same amount of energy if you're going to take it out of the world, the nonsense that you spewed out there. But yeah, I mean, you know.
It's only right.
And also, it's like, it's one thing for a doctor who, I'm guessing, tries to wash his hands and all that stuff to say one thing, which may be relatively close to accurate, but then realize that, oh, everyone's a bunch of slobs.
Yeah.
It's like, all of a sudden, we're realizing that nobody was wiping their butt. And, you know, like, who knew? Like, oh, nobody was buying all the soap. The soap market was completely undervalued. Like, oh, okay.
It's crazy.
Lysol is a new thing. Like, Lysol's bigger than fidget spinners. It's like, okay. So clearly, everybody's idiots. So I can't talk to these people the same way I would talk to rational human beings. Because you guys are all slobs.
Yo, shout out to Inkworm. My man Steve, is that... Yeah, I think so. I can't... My vision's bad. Yo, what up, man?
That's my brother.
Dang, I ain't talked to homie in a minute. How you been, brother?
Shout to Jazzy Jeff, by the way.
Yo, big shout love out to Jazzy. It's, you know what, man? There's a lot of direct effect, but going into his comments, just to throw a quote out there, I typed a lot down, but I'm gonna go ahead and just kind of skip to his last point though. He said, he did kind of pad his own apology a little bit though. He said, what I also said was follow the CDC's recommendation. Follow Dr. Fauci's recommendation. They will keep us safe. And I thought that when the government started taking more aggressive measures, we should all sign on. We have a collective responsibility to do so. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I wear a mask outside now, he said now, and it's paid dividends. It is improving. It is flattening the curve. Okay. I mean, I don't know if statistically that's accurate, but okay. Yet. And I'm delighted to be part of that. I'm glad to be part of that. That was his kind of punchline quote. You know, look, I get it. You're pressed to make a statement. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're a personality. And you got to say something. Like, it's going down. Like, you know, what do we say? What do we do? We're looking to you for an answer. I don't know, man. Why not?
As the medical expert from K-Rock's Love Line. Sure. What's up, Doc?
I mean, you know, people see doctor. I just feel like it's always smart to err on the side of caution in those circumstances. But I know that that's not good television. That's not good ratings. You know what I'm saying? And my man, shout out to my man Left Brain, who knows him person, knows Dr. Drew personally. He said, you know, that he doesn't have a malicious bone in his body. He probably genuinely felt that way. But it still
he seems like a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, he's probably a pretty cool dude.
So. Like, that's how you know you're wrong, when Adam Carolla is like, oh, dude, you're kind of a jerk.
You out here tripping, doing the most. Yeah. Oh, when Rap Sucks Radio throws you out there. That's when you're out here doing wrong. So, you know, shout out to Dr. Drew for apologizing. It's gonna, it's his my last little point on this, my closing argument. Earlier it was posted that under the Obama administration, 12,000 people died of H1N1, right? Out of 60 million that caught it, right?
Okay.
So when this meme was posted, about only about 300 to 400 people had died of COVID-19. My argument to people was, one, you're not looking at the mortality rate, right? You're not looking at percentages. You got to, you know, do all the math. But I also said, but I hope that you're right. I hope that in the end, you can jump on everybody's Facebook page and call everybody sheep, because that will mean that over, you know, thousands of people didn't die. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now that we're nearing that number of 12,000 in the United States, I'm curious of whether those people, now, I mean, I get Dr. Drew, it's also a career move to come out and say, yo, I was wrong. You know what I'm saying? But for those of you that might listen to this and feel like everybody's tripping or doing the most or whatever, it's probably a good time to jump on your own pages and retract, because people were looking to you too. You do have some sort of voice, whether it's 5 people or 100 people, or whether you are a high school football star that everybody loves or whatever, or, you know, a legendary voice at your job, or you the homie or whatever. You probably should jump back on and retract some of the things that you've said, as these things are starting to be proven untrue. And I would say that whether it's me or you or anybody, like, sometimes you have to realize that you actually do have a voice. And I don't think that we are responsible social media citizens, and maybe follow Dr. Drew's advice in this one, and just, or path in this one, and just be like, yo, I was wrong about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's not going to happen.
Oh, man. I thought, like, the Kumbaya music was playing, Lean On Me, maybe. I thought I was doing something special. It wasn't.
Too soon.
Too soon. All right, fair enough. So, yo, Kev, define what
That's the last thing people want to do is to admit that they're wrong. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong.
It's so freeing.
I start with, I'm probably wrong.
It's so freeing to be like, you know what, man, I probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but this. All right, Kev, define, do me a favor.
Oh, wow.
It looked like you might have froze. Sure, hopefully he did not freeze.
You're cutting out.
We're going to define what a racial slur is, or a slur in general at this point. Going ahead with the show while the technical difficulties resolve themselves, we have white women are now saying on Twitter, or one journalist at least, that was backed by a couple friends and peers, is now saying that calling them Karen is a slur.
Karen!
You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're at right now. We're at white women being on Twitter, causing a stir about being called Karen. This is going to be an interesting conversation. I personally have a particular point of view. I know a lot of people might kind of disagree with my point of view on this, but the reality is, it is a kind of a funny thing to be in this position where, you know, now we're complaining about being, you know, people calling people being called Karen. Let's see. I'm going to see if Kev could jump back in. So, in the comment section, I do want y'all to do me a favor and define the word slur. You know what I'm saying? Define what a slur is, because I'm actually a little bit confused on how Karen could turn out to be a slur. We got Kev jumping back on. There you go. What up, man?
Hey!
I had actually introduced the topic. Karen, okay. Please.
Karen,
white women saying that calling them Karen is a slur. Kev, is it really a slur? Just off the bat, is that a slur?
If your name is Karen, maybe.
I actually say it's a slur.
Well, how did this just become a thing?
How did the complaint just become a thing?
like over the weekend, somebody had just like they've been homeschooling their
children for the last
3 weeks.
The hashtag on Twitter, Karen, became a Twitter trending topic on Sunday, opening up an online debate on racism.
See, this is what I want to know, because I'm lost now, again. I'm losing you again.
On and what racism I want to know is that and
I'm the one who's actually
white
lost.
Privilege. Oh, there you go. You there?
Yeah.
You back.
Was okay. that you? Was that me?
I have no
that's
idea.
That's what I need to know that.
Yours is the one that's going out, so.
How do you know that? That's the conspiracy.
That's the conspiracy theory right here? Yeah. Listen, you need to admit that your internet is bad with the same energy that you thought it was good is what I'm trying to.
I'm not using my internet. I'm using my 5G.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. So many things to say. No, but anyway, over the weekend, the hashtag Karen became a Twitter trending topic on Sunday because opened up an online debate about racism. Come on, knock it off with the racism thing and white privilege. The origin of the topic appeared to stem from a tweet from journalist Julie Bendel, who wrote, "Does anyone else think the Karen slur is woman-hating and based on class prejudice?" That was her initial tweet. So that's where it came from.
Is it woman hating? I don't think so.
No.
Although I can see the Karens that it's being directed at thinking that it might be woman hating. So let's leave that open for argument. Is it based on class prejudice? Yes. Yours, Karen. It doesn't come up because you're walking down the street minding your business.
Right. It actually came up because you wouldn't let other people walk the street.
You did some stupid. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to go ahead and say that it's woman hating. Let's give her a chance to kind of explain her point entirely. So Bendel, who wrote the original tweet, sparked a debate, replied to a blogger tweeting. She says, "It is certainly used by enough white men for it to be morphed into a misogynistic slur. Also, those names are classically working class, and I do object to the classism within this narrative. The ageism, too, is a massive problem. I think countering racism with ageism is not great."
None of that is correct.
None of it.
That is 100% wrong. Not okay, let's break it down.
All right, I'm with you.
First of all, any white guy who's used Karen in the way that Karen is properly supposed to be used is the most open-minded white dude in the larger universe of white guys. Those names are classically working class. I'm not sure. Are they? That's not how we're using them.
Right.
The working class, Karen? We're good.
Yeah,
we're cool.
I'm gonna counter. Go ahead.
When I think it's the Karen who thinks she might be working class. She might be of a certain stature, but she thinks she's better than the working class others, and that's what gets her called Karen.
Sure. Well, yeah. Okay, so let's break it down to what it actually is as well. Look, it is to the reality of it is it is a slur, just like boomer is a slur. Now we're talking about the value of the slur. I think that's really more of the issue here, right? If you make up something to generalize a group of people and it has a negative connotation, then it can be viewed as a slur. That's fair. I'm gonna be fair here. Okay. However, I think she's what we're saying here, and what most people are saying is you're overvaluing the slur. Like, let's stop here. You're doing too much. Okay, so using her, I'm sure there are enough white men, kind of frattish white men, who are using Karen in a negative way. I'm pretty sure there are. Yeah, I mean, but think about it. Those type of dudes co-op everything. You know what I'm saying? Those are dudes you have
if they're that kind of dude, they probably two sentences ago called you something a lot worse.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, Yeah, and roll their windows up when they're listening to NWA.
Not that it's okay.
I mean, not that it's okay. Yeah, I could see Brett Kavanaugh calling you a Karen. Like, it, you know. All right, anyway. And, I mean, you know, the ageism, okay, that's kind of a mash in with the boomer thing. So you can knock that off. I understand, but chill out a little bit. And the classism. Yeah. You can knock that off too, actually. You can go ahead. So let's strike all of this from the record. I think the better question is what Fizz found and posted. Karen, are you a house Karen or are you a field Karen? Which Karen are you?
Well, you have to actually reference what that, because it wasn't this person, Julie Bindle or whatever her name is, said. It was a different journalistic organization on Twitter.
It was, and
that said, the term Karen is being used as a sexist and racist slur. Considering this is an equivalent of the N-word for white women, should it be banned on Twitter? That's a poll they have pinned to the top of their page to get you to pay attention to them.
Right. Well, the equivalent of the N-word.
And so the response from another user was what you repeated. Why don't you go ahead and say it again?
Yeah. Once again, Karen, I do have this question based on that term. The term Karen being used as a sexist and racist slur, considering this is the equivalent of the N-word for white women. I want to repeat that boldly, Kev, as you so eloquently read earlier. Should it be banned on Twitter? So the answer is no. But one user did ask the correct question earlier. Like I said, Karen, are you a house Karen or are you a field Karen?
Man, how come Microsoft Word and Twitter and Chrome and Firefox and every word processing program you use autocorrect your spelling of your there and everything else that you could possibly do, but when you start typing the phrase equivalent to the N-word, it doesn't check you? Well, and do the little red squiggly under that entire.
I'll tell you, a comedian. Oh my God, man, I'm so mad because this comedian deserves credit for this joke, and I'm not gonna remember his name. But one of the funniest things I've ever heard was when he said, "If you're discussing the, you know, pain of a word, you know, a slur, and you can't even say one of them, that's the worst one." You know what I'm saying? So if you have to say, if you can say Karen comfortably, but then you have to turn around and say, and the N-word, we're there, right? We're there.
He said the K-word. He called me the K-word.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Karen. Shout out to you know, the few Karens that I do know that are not actual.
I know, and I always feel bad about that.
Yeah, I do, too.
It's like you're just getting mowed down in this.
Yeah, you're out here.
Unnecessary crossfire.
It sucks. It's always funny to hear your name used as the punchline in a joke. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always like, oh, all right, there you go. What if they were picturing my face when they said that joke? Because I don't think so. Using my government name, at least. Yo, man, thank y'all for rocking with us, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. We've appreciated everybody who checked in with us, man. This is fun to do live. Whether it's 2 or 2,000, I think we're going to continue to do this. Go ahead, man. Get it in, Kev. Do it, son. Aloha, Obama. There you go. Yo, man, please tune in with us around 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. You can check this episode, the audio version at least, on rapsucksradio.com tomorrow morning. This is the In Here Tripping Edition. where we drop a new episode every day as opposed to weekly like we formerly did. And we discuss topics like, you know, house Karen and Phil Karen. And we try to figure these things out. We sort them out with you, the audience. Thank everybody for checking in, even if I didn't get a chance to say what's up. And on the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace. And we out, y'all.
You big.